The Defense Department won't quite get its 2018 funding on time, no real surprise. But top members of Congress are worried the delay this year has bigger implications considering recent developments in North Korea and the escalation in Afghanistan. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me with more. And Scott, what does the budget situation look like at this point for DOD? Between the politics and all of the numbers, it's pretty hard to keep track of.
That's right. Well, last week, Mac Thornberry, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and Kay Granger, who's the Defense Subcommittee Appropriations Committee chairwoman, she said, and so did Mac Thornberry, that the continuing resolution is most likely going to go until at least mid-December. So after that, you know, we're not really sure what's going to happen, but that means that the Defense Department is going to have to deal with 2017 funding into the 2018 fiscal year. Now, something that is important about that is that that means that they can't start any New START programs. They have to deal with old programs that they wanted to get rid of. They still have to keep going. And that's something that Mac Thornberry is not too excited about. And he actually said something about that at the Defense News Conference last week.
We are in the month of September. What's Congress going to do about this situation? We're going to do the same thing we've been doing, the same thing that got us into this mess, by passing a CR, I expect, at least until December. I cannot hide the fact that I am disheartened and unhappy at this state of affairs. I see no evidence that the Senate appropriations process is moving forward, and therefore we're going to come to the end of September without an ability to have a full year appropriation bill, which is exactly what we need for ourselves and what we need to show the rest of the world that we are competent and able to stand up and defend ourselves.
So the translation is we bang our heads on the wall and the Senate hits itself with a thumb on the thumb with a hammer over and over, and we're going to keep doing that because that's what we do. Great. But it sounded from what Thornberry said there that there might be some funding areas he thinks need immediate attention. What was he talking about?
The way that they would do that is they're what are called budget anomalies within the CR. And how they're going to do this is what is exciting people right now, especially, is North Korea. Let's say, you know, North Korea has already sent a missile over Japan. They exploded a huge bomb that caused a 6.8 earthquake, scale earthquake in North Korea. So at this point, people are pretty, their feathers are pretty ruffled about North Korea. They think that missile defense is going to need more money right now. Another thing where there will be more money needed is in military personnel. There's drawdowns that have been going on for a couple of years now. The Congress decided to stop that last year. So these are things that need immediate money. These budget anomalies, what they do is they kind of add a little bit of a mini appropriation within this continuing resolution just to give missile defense or military personnel those kind of bumps that they need.
But there's no big money for, say, expanding the Navy the way they've been talking about for the past 5 years, but nothing's really happened.
Right. Yes. These are just very small kind of mini appropriations. And we actually have Mac Thornberry. He kind of explains how this would work as well.
So then plan B is if you're going to have this dreaded thing, how can you make it less bad? And one, for example, I think you're right. You look at the events of the world, putting more money into missile defense. We need more interceptors. We need more research. We need everything more in missile defense. There is no question in my mind we've got to have more money into readiness, including maintenance and training to deal with some of the challenges that we've been seeing. So I think there are also some personnel issues. If you'll remember last December, Congress prevented the Obama administration from cutting the size of the Army and some of the other services like they wanted to. There is a personnel cost that goes with that. So there may well be a series of areas where we can try to ameliorate the detrimental effects of a CR with whatever you want to call them, anomalies or some additional spending.
And he mentioned anomalies. That was Mac Thornberry, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. What anomalies was he talking about? How would that all work?
Yeah, so that's part of something that they would build into the CR, and it's these mini appropriation bills that kind of just everyone agrees on that they need. And like Kate Granger had said earlier, and so did Mac Thornberry, that North Korea is a huge issue for that military personnel, and also possibly some readiness increases. And you know, as you said, readiness is a huge issue. Kate Granger brought up that there's this Defense Restoration Fund in the House Appropriations Bill, which is like $60 billion that basically they give Jim Mattis, the defense secretary, carte blanche to do whatever he would like with that. You know, that's something that's going to be a sticking point for the Armed Services Committees and the actual appropriations bills in the end. So when you're dealing with these kind of really hard sticking points, it's good that they have something that they can actually agree on to at least get a little bit of increase in funding where they think that they might need it immediately.
Now, there are some ongoing programs that, because they're ongoing, would continue presumably under a continuing resolution. The tanker contract to replace hundreds of tankers. Mm-hmm. I guess in our lifetimes, we may see that tanker actually deployed. They've been developing it, for 7 years or so now, supposedly on an existing platform. The F-35 would continue apace under this budget. Right. Also, there's a bomber in the early development stage. And recently, the Air Force let two contracts, one to replace the ICBMs, everything but the warhead itself. And they also released a contract to begin developing a new air-to-air, or air-launched, rather, nuclear type of weapon, some kind of a tactical weapon. I think Northrop Grumman and Lockheed got those two contracts. So maybe they released those contracts just early developmental stage so that they could continue next year under a CR. Anything like that? Did any objections to those programs come up at all?
I don't think there's any objections. And I think one thing to keep in mind is that the 2017 defense budget is nothing to snuff at. And it's a pretty large defense budget. Now, the Congress, they're asking for $700 billion when you add in the war spending as well. But you have to remember that Donald Trump's budget that came from Jim Mattis was only $603 billion with maybe an extra $50 billion added for war spending. So that was only 3% more than President Obama asked for 2018, his sort of recommendation. So, you know, this isn't like they're going to be extremely wanting for something. There's definitely still a lot of money there.
And what about the OCO for 2018? How's that shaping up?
Well, that's going to be bringing things up to, you know, $700 billion. So it's in the $80 billion range at this point. And, you know, that will be for possibly, you know, North Korea. We don't know what's going to be happening with that. So that could even bump things up more. But there's also the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan and then whatever else contingency comes up. Who knows? They might even use it for Harvey and Irma, depending on how things go. You know, they can use those. The whole point of that fund is for contingencies that are unexpected and for, you know, active duty operations.
So if things get out of control in North Korea, and let's pray they don't, then all bets are off with respect to the OCO and really federal spending in general.
Sure. I mean, at that point, I would most likely assume that Congress would have to pass a bill for more money, because at that point, things would really get off the rails.
Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And be sure to check out his story at federalnewsradio.com.